Bike MS, the event, comprises of about 700 cyclists who are each tasked with raising a minimum of $300. Most go well above that. It's the largest fundraiser for the local chapter of the MS Society, and the funds go primarily to research and to programs that help people here in the tri-state living with MS.
It's ironic that you were diagnosed with MS yourself. Tell me about that moment.
Being diagnosed with MS is sort of a buildup. You have to rule out a lot of different diseases before they say, yes, you have MS. The culmination of it came when I had been referred up to Cleveland Clinic, which has a world-renowned MS clinic, and I was pretty prepared at that point for it. You're right, though, the ironic part is that I had already been cycling in bike MS for 2 years before that diagnosis, so having been involved with the society already helped me get a faster diagnosis.
Can you give our listeners a brief description of what MS is?
MS is a disease where your central nervous system is attacked by your immune system. And what happens is the protective coating on your nerves is worn away, and the connections are not as clean, which can lead to symptoms like tingling or all the way to loss of function of a limb. It can attack your vision. There's a wide variety of symptoms.
Are there a lot of riders with the organization who are living with MS?
I think there are a number. On my team, we're the Handlebars. It was formed around a rider that has the disease, and they wanted to do something to support their friend who was diagnosed. And so now on my team alone, there are two riders, and I know a lot of teams are formed around similar circumstances.
Tell me about the Bike MS event that you'll be participating in.
It's a two-day event. There are distances that could be ridden from anywhere from 25 miles a day up to even 100 miles on Saturday. It's held at Camp Kern, which is a little north of Lebanon, and there's camping there. It's sort of a party atmosphere. There's a beer garden. There's lots of food. It's a fully supported ride. Every 12 miles or so, there's a water stop, a rest stop with food and drinks and mechanical support. So it's the premier riding event here in Cincinnati for a fundraiser.
You can find out how to get more information about Bike MS on our website at wnku.org under local news. Randy Nickum, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.